Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to continue on the series of discussion titled How to Handle Plenty Tasks Within Limited Time. In the first episode, I explained that no matter how much task you have at hand to handle, one key thing you have to do is to make sure you don't lose your cool. One key thing you have to do is to calm down and don't panic. Then subsequently, I explained to you that now that you have calmed down, the next thing you do is to prioritize. That is to say, have a detail of what you have to do and scale them based on the first and the most important thing that has to be attended to and attend to them. In the course of that discussion, I hinted that sometimes you may have to let some jobs go. That is to say, get another person to do it for you. That was when I gave an example for it, that if, for instance, you have a report to do in the office, you have to attend the women's meeting in your church, and then you have gas to refill. Your daughter can refill gas for you. You can even call the gas man to come to your house and pick the gas, and you pay him. That's essentially delegating and outsourcing. On this episode, my focus is to show you how to use delegating and outsourcing to be able to meet your target when you have plenty of tasks within a limited time. So the way it is this. What you mean actually to delegate or outsource the work you have to do is to find out the things you are supposed to do that another person can do, or that you can get someone, pay him to be able to get it done for you. Now, the essence is that instead of you doing everything alone, which you may not be able to do because you're just a human being, and your time doesn't double because you have a lot of things to do. Instead of allowing those things crumble, you get another person to assist you in getting them done. The person assists you in the sense that what he or she can do for you that he can't do for yourself, or that you're supposed to do, he gets them done. Maybe just for doing his sake, like you don't have to pay the person. Like I gave an example, if it's your daughter, you don't have to pay your daughter for your daughter to go and refill gas for you. You don't have to pay your son for him to go and split firewood for you, for instance. These are not things you have to pay for. You also don't have to pay your subordinate in the office to help you tidy up one job. Like they're supposed to type something for you and help you go through a graph and distill some information. These are things you can just delegate your subordinate at work or to your employee. You must not do every single thing yourself. I've had interactions with people, especially people that own their own businesses. There's one guy I know, he always disappoints his clients. And one thing I found out staying with him for some weeks or months is that this guy doesn't understand what it means to delegate, or he doesn't understand how it should be done properly. And that's why almost all the time he disappoints his clients. Almost all the time he fails to deliver on his job, tries to do everything all by himself, but he cannot. Minor thing he could have hired someone to get done for him. While he focuses on the big picture, he doesn't do it. The point I'm trying to make is this: if you really want to be able to beat time, like we say it, that is being able to manage the plenty of the tasks on your table and within a limited time, then you must learn to decide the works you have to do that should be given to someone to do for you, while you focus on the one that cannot be given out. Why I have to explain this in this manner is this: there are certain things you can't give to anybody to do for you. You have to settle down and do it yourself. No matter how much you think, no matter how much you want somebody to do it, no, you can't just give it to another person to do. It is not proper to delegate it to someone else. The reason is because certain things are meant to be done by you and yourself. I'll give you an instance. People do things like that, but I don't encourage it. If I will be a lecturer tomorrow, I'm not sure I would want to do it. I only want to delegate my essay questions to another person to mark for me. My reason is because I taught my students, I know what I taught them, I know the examples I gave them, I know the illustration I gave them. If I just tell you, somebody says this, mark this, if you don't see anybody says anything different, and you mark the person down. But if I'm reasoning myself and trying to mark you, I understand that I told this and said this. So when you say something similar to that, I check, okay, yes, you didn't get the proper answer, but at least you made an attempt. You proved to me that you were in class. On that kind of job, you don't delegate it. That kind of thing, you can't delegate it. So, but I can delegate that after marking the script, I don't calculate your score. Once I mark, I give you a score. Then I give it to my student or project student, for instance, and I say, please help me calculate this and I record this guy's score. After calculating, I give it to another person to start entering the scores on the class sheet. After that, I give it to another person, type it for me. And you give it back to me, I send it to another person, I send it to the department through an email. These are areas I can delegate. Of course, you can be 100% sure you cannot delegate the job of teaching. This is something you have to do yourself and not give to anybody. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that find out things that you can delegate and others you can't delegate. There are certain things that delegating them is not good at all. When you delegate things like that, you embarrass yourself, you fail to deliver on time, you fail to deliver quality job, you disappoint people. You embarrass yourself, you fail to deliver excellence and quality job to your clients or anybody you are working for. That is why, again, I don't encourage the concept of delegating anything. You have to decide things that can be delegated. And then even when you decide things that have to be deleted, then the next thing you do is when you find out things that can be, ask yourself, who is this person that can deliver this job to the level at which I deliver them? I'll give you an instance. I design websites. That's what I do as Fratin Media. I do graphic design, and essentially we provide media solutions, in rice kit for adverts and all of that. Now, the core of the business is what I have to do myself. I can't outsource writing scripts for you, except that I know you. Now, but if I have to do editing, because after recording the advert, for instance, I have to go to the studio, I have to start editing and cleaning up before I send to the client. Even if I have to delegate that job, after doing it, before I delegate that task, for instance, I have to check, this guy, what can you do? Have I seen your job before? I should know you enough to say, I'm sure you're going to deliver. Do you understand? That is how to find out. You need to find somebody you can trust, somebody that can deliver at your level. The reason is because the job finally has your name on it. And if the person does a bad job, it brings bad name to you. And there are people that are very skilled, they are very good, they can deliver at your level of excellence. But the problem with their job is that they can't deliver on time. The problem is that they will not be able to do it within the time frame. And once that becomes the case, your client doesn't understand what you did. You don't understand the outsourced part of the job. What you understand is that I gave you this job and we agreed on collecting in 2 weeks. And yet you are here telling me stories. On that basis, you have disappointed your client. So when you're trying to decide who to delegate to, first of all, find out, can this person deliver at the level at which I deliver? Am I sure he's going to be sincere to put in his best in this job? Now, when you find out all of those things, the next thing you say is, will he be able to give me this thing within the required time frame? If you are not at least 90% certain about this thing, then you have to find another person. It's only when you can't find another person that you can now say, okay, well, let me just make do with what I have. In that case, you can delegate to the person. And again, the next thing I also want you to understand about delegating, if you really want to get results, if you really want to get what you want within the time frame, is that you have to motivate and monitor your delegate. This is how these things work. Your delegate, whether you are paying him or not paying him, he needs to be motivated. I mean, he's a human being. And because you want to get results, certain human beings, people have different motivation. You can tell him, get this thing done for me and I will sign your proposal. Get this thing done for me and you get promoted. Get this thing done for me and it will be recorded as one of your outstanding performance. Maybe it's one of the things you in while promoting people in your company, outstanding performance is used as a criteria. Get this thing and I'm going to give you this. If you're outsourcing, for instance, tell the person how much you're going to pay him. Tell him what you're going to do for him differently. There should be something the person is getting from you. There should be a reason. In fact, there are people that they don't get moved by what you are giving them. They get moved by the fact that this is deadline and this thing has to be done. I have friends like that. So if I, for instance, I'm supposed to write something and send out immediately, I know people to call. Once I call, I send them work by 9:30 at night. Before 11, I get my work back edited, for instance. Now, you find out people like, what the only person this person needs is to just know that I need to deliver this job on time and she goes to work immediately. My point is that you have to motivate them. And when you motivate them, monitor their performance. Don't just go and sleep. Ask them, how far are you done? What's your progress? You have any challenge at some point? Make sure you are checking them so that you don't go and sleep thinking everything is going well, only to realize that, somebody has disappointed you. What you thought was working well is no longer working well. So that's what I think you should understand about delegating. Again, the point I've made in this podcast is this. One of the things you can do if you really want to handle the multiple tasks at hand is to find out the ones that someone can do for you. Get someone to do it or even pay them to do it. Once you can get someone to do it, monitor them. Find out people that are dependable. Then when you find out, monitor them. Monitor them stage by stage until they deliver on your job. While you focus on the ones you can't give anybody to do, but you have to do yourself.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up. Brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.